Yes, the third turn of the hourglass. Indeed, I am so blessed to be able to spend this moment in time with you. This is Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker with the Spirit Soul Music Mix. Spirit Soul Music features traditional gospel music, the soul music genre, and ultimately its contribution to world music. Spirit Soul Music explores the modern spiritual in word and song through its hidden meanings as well as its beauty, lament, and hope. Moviegoers are going to be intrigued by the latest Spike Lee joint. It's called Red Hook Summer, and it is based in the church, the black church, in fact, and continues a dialogue that Spike has undertaken throughout his movie career to tell the story of Brooklyn. Well, during the course of telling his latest tale, a portion of the soundtrack includes the full rendition of an Edwin Hawkins Singer's song. It's entitled Jesus, Lover of My Soul.
Jesus, love the rock my soul. Let me do thy bosom fly. Tell the world about it.
Yeah.
I want to tell the whole world about it. I want to tell the whole world about it. I want to tell the whole world.
I've been truly blessed. I woke up in my right mind this morning.
And realistically, if you can see if you can solve the mystery, the answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. Blackness in the midst of the darkest night. Proteins and minerals exist within specks of light. Solids, liquids, and gases, and sparks of light within infinite lengths and widths and depths and heights. No beginning or ending. With seven dimensions, enough space for more than a million worlds and inventions to travel through time. With enough room to be the wound of the Most High's great mind, which he would soon make shine. With intelligent elements and sight that he would gather. In the realms of relativity, electricity struck matter. Energies extolled, he would load and keep releasing. Atoms by the millions, to the numbers increase. Until it was burning, he kept returning itself to the source. The hotter his thoughts, it gave the center more force. He gave birth to the sun, which would follow his laws. All caused by his mental intercourse. Who is God? If you can see, if you can solve the mystery, the answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically.
Let's go.
To explain his craft, the master in the attic. He dealt with measurements, his language was mathematics. His theoretical wisdom of the numerical system. The complete number nine, which means born or existing. He gave birth to all planets, inorganic and organic. So you wouldn't take it for granted, they rotated their own distance around the sun. And fully submit to the existence of one. And each one was promised everlasting perfection. If each one keeps spinning in the same direction, to the east, and each speak the motion of peace and harmony. And each show devotion to teach the universes to come. The whole world must go according. All your galaxies are more large, your stars start falling. So stay in your orbit, maintain safe and sound like the planets. Your cycle remains perfectly round. If you can see, if you can solve the mystery, the answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically.
Let's go.
Consciousness to consciousness by knowledge and his wisdom. His response is this, an understanding, which is the best part. He picked the third planet where new forms of life will start. He pursued, show and prove every move in order. Back to the source, he let off his resources in the water. Climate's climax where the climate is at high degrees. Seeds start to breathe deep in the darkest seas. And the planets, they lay in the cleats to form land and expand. Using the same cleats to born man in his own image. Our origin begins in the east. Culture rise to free with the powers of peace. Dealing equality, nature's policy is to be God. Build and destroy positively, born life like a law. And each one was given everlasting perfection. If each one keep living in the same direction, and life was life, and love was love. We went according by the laws of the worlds above. It showed us physically we can reach infinity, but mentally, through the century, we lost our identity. Life started ending, we got trife and started sinning. Lost touch with the beginning, now cipher stopped spinning. And what was once easy became confused and hard, which brings us back to the mystic question, who is God? 66 trillion years since his face was shown. When the seventh angel appears, the mystery will be known. Check Revelations and Genesis, say Luke and John. It even tells us we are gods in the Holy Quran. Wisdom, strength, and beauty, one of the meanings of God. G-O-D, you and me, go my R's through all. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, sun, moon, and star. Man, woman, and child, and so is the law. If you can see, if you can solve the mystery, the answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. If you can see, if you can solve the mystery, so revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. Bear witness to the law gave birth to all, for law was all, and therefore life itself. And the universe gave birth to man, the universe was man, and man was a universe. And the universe was always existed, and existence was life, and life was a law. And the law had no beginning because he is what always was. Rock him a law. Peace. Now, who is God? Who is God?
Don't know.
Yeah, Kev Moe there from his album The Door. It's a bit of contemporary blues for you, and encouragement, as the name of that tune is, Stand Up. From Rakim, out of the hip-hop presentation. A legend indeed in that genre. We heard his query, the mystery, who is God? Philadelphia's own Teddy Pendergrass, title selection from his album, and also the title of his memoir from about 1997. Truly blessed. And digging in the stacks just a wee bit there to bring you a tune that is now being highlighted in Spike Lee's new joint, his movie called Red Hook Summer. From the Edwin Hawkins Singers, we heard Jesus, Lover of My Soul. You're tuned to Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker, bringing you the Spirit Soul Music Edition. We will continue on the other side of station identification.
Your classical and jazz station, this is member-supported WRTI 90.1 FM Philadelphia, 91.3 WRTQ Ocean City Atlantic City, 90.7 WRTL Ephrata Lebanon Lancaster, 91.1 WRTY Jackson Township Mount Pocono, 91.7 WJAZ Somerdale Harrisburg, 91.7 WRTX Dover, and 89.3 WRTJ Coatesville. A broadcast service of Temple University, also available in HD.
Neighborhood. See, when I was growing up, there was a lot of people raising me. I didn't know what the time, but I listened to everything I heard. Every man, every woman, every teacher, every preacher, yes, I listened to. And you gotta do the same things. Oh, yes, you do.
The answer. You didn't know there was a question. Ah, but there is always a question, which is why Raphael Sadiq offered The Answer. That's the name of the tune that we just heard from his album, Stone Rolling, and just giving back, paying it forward. A notion that we should all apply in our lives. And that tune in part was dedicated as well to those community soldiers, those folk who are out there giving at all times and at all costs. One that we just sent home, in fact. Curtis Watlington, Reverend and founder of the Church Round the Way, and a co-founder of Babashi, an AIDS HIV advocacy organization that continues to fight for the community. Yeah, speaking of the community, when it's online, on air, or in the community, you can expect to hear from the community leaders, Hishimu Jeremoji, who brings us the latest edition of In the Spirit News.
Reverend Kenneth Walker came to Philadelphia from Florida, leaving job and everything else behind, following a woman he knew.
I came all the way from Jacksonville, Florida to Philadelphia, and I just pulled up and left. I had a good job in Jacksonville. I was working for Maxwell House Coffee, but that was not something that I wanted to do. I was 20 years old and just following the wind, man, or wherever it, and following this young lady.
Walker says this relationship didn't last, and he was brought to his spiritual awareness after a confrontation with his girlfriend's other male friend, a member of a local gang.
A minister, Marion Davenport, his mother was the leader of the Youth Deliverance Crusade, who was involved in bringing young men out of the street from gangs. And so I wasn't not in the gang, but I was involved in a gang getting ready to get killed. I'm from Florida, didn't know anybody but the young lady that I came here with in Philadelphia. And so it was very easy for me to go to the place where they were, the young men were living. And I was introduced to Christ through that.
Kenneth Walker, without many options, began receiving religious training as well as training in a building trade.
I had a drug problem, so I had to be free from that. And through prayer, without rehab, that was my rehab. I was delivered from drugs and alcohol. And so that set a foundation for the rest of my life. After being no longer using drugs, I was able to go back to school and get a trade.
He was led on a path to go deeper.
The plan that God had for me, he wanted me free from drugs and to be able to help other people through testimony and through ministry.
And so how did you study for the ministry?
I attended Manor Bible Institute, 4 years of Manor Bible Institute. I graduated.
Walker says confirmation of the correctness of his calling comes from his life experience, and it has kept him on the path as pastor currently at Firstborn Church of God in Christ in West Philadelphia.
The knowing is the progression that God has never left me without a place to go. Ever since he called me into the ministry, to call me to be a pastor, he constantly opened doors. When one door closed, another one opened. When one door closed, another one opened.
Walker's story shows us that the route to the divine sometimes has many twists and turns. The guiding light is always there if we can only clearly see it lighting our way. Kenneth Walker has. We all can see it if we just open our eyes. With this edition of In the Spirit News, I'm Ashimu Jeremoji.
Ashimu Jeremoji may be reached at InTheSpiritNews@yahoo.com.
We can turn around. a child.
Just wanted to
Yeah, another tune that you're only going to hear on Spirit Soul Music. JFN's Jazzy Fat Nasties, originally from L.A., currently a bit of the mix of Philadelphia and New York, but definitely a huge part of that Philadelphia music sound. The Jazzy Fat Nasties are comprised of Tracy Moore and Mercedes Martinez, and both have lent their vocals to fellow neo-soul artists like Alicia Keys, Jill Scott, Belial, and The Roots. What you heard was from their 1999 debut presentation entitled The Once and Future. The tune, Hear Me. From the 2000 presentation from Michelle Williams, one third of Destiny's Child, we heard the title selection to her gospel presentation entitled Heart to Yours. And we started out with Lenny Kravitz from his 2011 presentation called Black and White in America, an album title that alludes to his biracial heritage. We heard him speak on his spiritual leanings as presented in the tune called Faith of a Child. Well, it is a bit of faith and perseverance that has brought me thus far. And indeed, I hope you take the music that has been presented and use it to continue to steel your soul and continue to have the faith that you need to persevere. Big shout out to our founder, executive producer, and primary host, Warren Cooper, who is tending to his musical ministry. I shall be returning to the captain's chair in our next encounter a week from now. Until then, I guess I should at least say my name is I. Robin Booker, and it's been my pleasure to bring you Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. In leaving, be well, stay blessed, and don't you dare forget that life is but a moment. Love. Love.